Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone as we continue on our special journey of Tav Shin Pei He 2025. Every year has its specific nature connecting to each and every one of us, us connecting to the Yom Tov, especially this year is very, very special. Erev Shabbos, Shabbos itself, Erev Pesach, Shabbos, Pesach is called Shabbos, Memochras, HaShabbos, Usfartim Lachem, Sfiras Omer, the Pasuk says, Mimachras HaShabbos, from the day after Shabbos. But Chazal teaches that that means Pesach. Shabbos has that concept of Pesach, where it's total Isarusa D'Le'ela. Pesach is very, very connected to Shabbos. It's called Shabbos. This year we have Shabbos and then Pesach. So it's even extra power, extra kedusha, extra teshuva. Shabbos means teshuva. Shabbos is the letters of shav, to return, to do tshuva. So Pesach as well. Tshuva isn't what we think it is. Tshuva means to just come closer to Hashem, to return to Hashem, to remember that hakol hevel, hevel avolim, everything is meaningless. Besides Ein Oid Mulvadai, to realize that Hashem runs the world, Hashem ran the world, and Hashem will continue to run the world. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That connection that Hashem, literally, Ani Hashem V'loi Malach, Ani Hashem V'loi Saraf, as we're going to say Matzei Shabbos, as we're going to say at the Seder, I Hashem B'chvoidoi Ba'atzmi, Hashem took you out, took each and every one of us out. I recommend to get the 10 mindsets. It's one of them. It's one of the mindsets that Hashem chose you. Hashem chose me. Hashem chose us, Klal Yisrael, to get out of Mitzrayim, to come out of Mitzrayim specifically. It's a very close relationship. Pesach, just like Shabbos, there's a closeness that Hashem has to each and every one of us. So too, there's an extra closeness that we experience. We experience each and every one of us, even if we don't feel it, like we said yesterday, or we don't know it, but it's in reality, it's a very close relationship with every individual. B'ni b'chayri Yisrael, v'ikarata levincha. It's when we are clearly the son, the daughter, the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With that in mind, Bar Avram ben Julia, let's have in mind all the hostages who are also precious children of Hashem, who are suffering, and all of those in general, people who are suffering, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Let's have in mind the soldiers. I just spoke recently to one of the Chevra, one of our Chevra from the yeshiva, a soldier who's in, I asked him, where are you for Pesach? He said he's going to be in Syria. He's going to be in Syria for the Seder. We have Chevra in Gaza for the Seder. Let's have them in mind during this time, during this very, very special time, that they somehow can connect. They somehow, or even if they don't connect, we'll connect for them. Let's begin with a halacha of Hilchos Lashon Hara, which it's so special to begin the shir, to begin Pesach, to begin this time with a Hilchos Lashon Hara. It's so special that we're learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. We're trying to cleanse ourselves and focus ourselves properly. And all we can do is learn a halacha and try every day to strengthen ourselves. It's like, right, that's on the quote chat. Motivation doesn't last, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Remembering not to speak Lashon Hara doesn't last. Neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. That's why every day, Baruch Hashem, I say this not as a pat on my back or to say anything special about myself, but I probably learn Hilchos Lashon Hara 2-3 times, maybe even more a day. I try when I eat, whenever I can, whenever I put something in my mouth, I try and remind myself to be careful what comes out of my mouth. So it's so special to just learn the halachas and to remind ourselves constantly to remind ourselves to don l'kafschus, to see the good in each other, to see the good in ourselves. And it's hard. It's hard. That's why we recommend it daily. That's why we got to do it more and more. It's so special that we do this. Page 85, day 31, interpreting a double meaning comment. My friend so-and-so is quite funny. You have to be careful. He has a sense of humor, or it could be he's a little funny, he's a little interesting. The Chafetz Chaim says that there are two instances. This is a little bit of an interesting halacha. There are instances where you can relay a double meaning comment if you say it in such a way that if the person being spoken about were present when you relayed the comment, he would not experience a trace of ill feelings. And that, I guess the understanding of that is that would you say it in front of the person like that and he would take it as a compliment? The second thing is, if the comment was said in the presence, this is interesting, of three people, then it's mutter. Why? Because the comment will we're assuming that the speaker, that it will reach the ears of the person you're speaking about, which is interesting, and therefore it must have been a positive comment. But the bottom line, ayin, page 85, day 31, impurity of speech. It's not the forum now to speak out that halacha. The bottom line is to be very careful when we make statements and we make comments about other people. Even if we might mean it in a positive way, we have to be careful how we talk. Hashem should help us. B'schus Bar Avram Ben Julia, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. This whole shir is dedicated to the hostages and to Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. B'schus us learning the halacha and learning together. Will be zoicha anus. We're going to say it in the Haggadah, Matzi Shabbos. Anus al pi adibur. What does that mean? The reason we're in Galus, Moshe Rabbeinu said, the reason, now I understand why I'm in Galus. The reason Klal Yisrael is in Mitzrayim is because of Lashon Hara. It's a Rashi, straight out, Pasuk in the Torah. The reason we're in Galus is because of Lashon Hara, because of Sinas Chinam. And we want a Geula, we're going to have a Geula. B'schus us learning the Hilchos Lashon Hara, will be Zoicha to a Geula. Amen. I just want to mention, there's so much to say as the Hashpa of Geulas Hadibur, of talking about Hashem, talking Torah, talking about what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to talk about Mitzrayim, to talk about Matzah, to talk about Maror. There's so much to say, there's so much to talk about. We should be Zoicha for the Seder. We should be Zoicha to say Torah and Pshatim and to experience. Well, one of the things I do want to mention as I'm saying that is that I go around at my Seder and I ask everyone, of course, I say, give me an example of when you had a Mitzrayim that you went through and Hashem took you out. Give me an example of something that you suffered from and you were in Mitzrayim and Hashem took you out. Part of the avoda of the Seder night is to do that. It's not just to talk about Egypt and to talk about esoteric and what happened, which is also very important to talk about. But the ikkar, they say, is to talk about Geula, that Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. He took our fathers, our grandparents, people from the Holocaust. And in general, he takes us out of Mitzrayim. He takes each and every one of us out. So as we begin and as we are getting ready to talk more about what matzahs and maror and what they represent, v'igada to levincha, to talk, ha'manti ki adaber, like we said yesterday, you come through to emuna the more you talk about emuna, when you talk about Hashem and you talk about what he's done. So one of the things that is so, so interesting and I want to focus on this year is the matzah. We know ha'lach ma'anya, we know shivas yamim toichal olav matzais lechem oini. Poor man's bread, halach ma'anya. This is the poor man's bread. It's called lechem oini. That's why we eat it. That's why we break off a piece. That's why we break the yachatz. One of the reasons is because a poor man is only used to eating a little piece. He's not used to eating a lot. And we know that matzah represents a poor man's bread. It's not chametz that rises, cake. Oh, the rich man. Even matzah, right? It looks like that. It tastes like that. It has that quality that it's very humble, right? It's the humility, as we're going to talk about. On the other hand, we know that matzah represents geula. Chipazon, right? They weren't able to. The Chazal tell us, we're going to say it in the Haggadah, right? We didn't have time. So that's why they left Mitzrayim so fast. Geula, it's a geula. It's the Maral's question. The Maral asks, so which one is it? He says, Hamatza is Zecher L'Geula. Sasemis also asked the Kasha. Many Mefarshim ask, right? We know that Marar is Zecher L'Gulus and the pain, not matzah. So I don't get it. Is matzah the poor man's bread or matzah is geula? Which one is it? The answer, one of the answers, and I think this is really the pshat, is, and if you think about it, it's so true, is that hainuhach, it's one and the same. The poor man's bread and geula is one in the same. The greatest gullus that a person can have is he thinks everything is perfect. He thinks everything is great. He thinks he has no problems. He thinks that's what we're trying to chase. This guy doesn't have a problem. That one has a problem, but I have a problem. The truth is that every person has anias. Every person has a weakness. Every person has an anias, has a lechem oini. Every person has an area that they are deficient and they are not totally, they're missing. Take any person who you think is living that perfect life, quote unquote, it's not true. Every person has a weakness. Every person has an anias. It's one of the things we speak about Lashon Hara. So you see someone who has this bad midah. Okay, therefore what? So what? I also have a bad midah. You see this person who is an egotistical person. Maybe you're not such an egotistical person, but maybe you're a big baltaiva. Maybe you have a laziness. That person has this mila. You have this mila. This person has this chasaran. You have a different chasaran. It's one of the reasons they say by the bedikas chametz that we put out, the Arizal says, right, one of the reasons it's brought down, the Arizal, to put out the 10 pieces of bread, whatever the minug is, whatever your minug is, to put out bread. Why do you have to put out bread? I just checked. So one of the reasons that's brought down is because, yeah, you checked, and chametz represents Yetzahara and Ra. So don't think that you're clean. You have still what to work on. You spent your weeks and your months clean. Don't think that you're clean. Now, people say, oh, wow, that's so negative. Don't think that I'm clean. Why is that negative? It's only negative if you think that your whole purpose is to be perfect. It's not about being perfect, right? Tzvi Koval, it's not about being perfect. It's about being, right? It's about being you. And I'm perfectly imperfect. I have my anias. I have my poor, the things that I'm poor in. I have the things, and no matter how great you'll ever become, no matter how great you're going to work on yourself and you're going to work on yourself and you're going to do this, you're always going to have something that stands out that you have to work on. That is geula. That is geula. It's not the pshat. People think geula means it's all good, everything's great, and I'm... No. Geula means I recognize, as I've said many times, the greatest realization is to recognize that I have shortcomings, that I have difficulties, it's brought down, and that I have challenges, that I'm not perfect. They say matzah zu she'anu oichlim al shoma. We're gonna say al shoma. What is ma? Ma represents anava. Ma, anachnu ma. Like what? I'm a what? I'm a what? Matzah zu she'anu oichlim is al shum humility. It's humility, and once a person has that humility, then that is Geula. Then you're already there. You're already there. It's brought down. We know that song. It's based on a Yalkut Shemoini that says, B'shah Shemelech HaMashiach Ba. Mashiach's going to come. Oymed al Gad Beis HaMikdash. He's going to stand on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to say, Anavim, Anavim, humble people, Higia Zman Geulaschem. Anava, being humble, a person realizing that Oini, Melechem Oini, eating the poor man's bread, that I don't have it all together, that I have a lot that I got to work on. You know, that's like a happiness that a person can have. Part of the struggle I think many times we have is like, oh, I got to be, right? I have so much I have to work on. I have so much that I'm not good at. And therefore, I'm in a bad mood. Therefore, I'm depressed. Therefore, I'm down. What's the problem? It's okay. It's okay. So I have a lot to work on. It's so deep that is Geula. When a person realizes, like we were saying, it's Keneged Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu says, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, which is also Chesed Midas Anava. Same thing. I do for Yenim, I do for somebody else, is when I'm humble. It's not about someone doing for me. When I realize that I need other people, people need me, I need my parents. I needed my parents because otherwise I wouldn't be born. I need my siblings. I need my spouse. I need my children. I need my friend. I need my friends, my rebbeim. I need Hashem. I need Hashem. I need so many people. Sometimes people don't want to feel that neediness like, oh yeah, I'm so, but it's only because we sometimes don't accept. It's okay. I'm deficient. It's humbling. It's humbling to feel that way, to connect like that. They say that's why we start Tal. We start Moirid HaTal on Pesach. Because what's the difference between Tal and Geshem? Geshem rain is loud. It's very loud. Tal is very quiet. The Shem Yishmul says this. Tal, you just wake up in the morning. Tal is dew. Dew, you wake up in the morning and it's there. You don't hear it at night. You don't hear it. It's just there in a very humble, humble way. That's Pesach. That's what Pesach is. Pesach is a time when we realize that Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. You know why he took me out of Mitzrayim? Lama, as they say, I'm in Israel now. As they say in Israel, Lama, Kacha. Why? Because, just because. I heard this once, I think. I heard this from Rabbi Weinberger, Rabbi Moshe Weinberger, Shlita, a big, big tzaddik, a big gadol. I remember I heard this from him many, many, many years ago. I think I heard it from him directly, where he's, I don't know where this is from. If he made this up, it's definitely a bederach melitza. It's cute that Ashrei ha'am shekacha loy. Lama kacha. Why? Right? In Israel. Lama, why? Because, just because. Ashrei ha'am, happy as a nation, shekacha lai. We belong to Hashem. Why? Lama kacha, just because. Why did Hashem take me out of Mitzrayim? Not because I'm such a great guy. Not because I work on myself. Not because I'm this. Not because I'm that. Not because I... Lama kacha. Intrinsic value. Something that we all need. Something that we all yearn for. Something that we all deserve. I am beautiful just because I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful just because I'm beautiful in the eyes of Hashem. Shchoira ani v'nava. I am black and dark and dirty, but I'm beautiful. How could that be? Which one am I? Shchoira ani b'nei atzmi, the Medrash says. I am black and ichi in my own eyes. Aval nava ani b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm beautiful in the eyes of Hashem. And I was just thinking right now, Mamash fell into my head, into my heart. Maybe it's the same exact thing. That's Mamash, what matzah is. Matzah is shchoira ani. Matzah is I am black and I'm dark and I'm disgusting. I don't mean disgusting, you know what I mean? I could be dirty from my averis and I could have my shortcomings. And I'm humble. And I don't mean humble like in an avoda way, like, ugh, I don't like that I have this midah. I don't like that I have this thing that I struggle with. But Navani Bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Geula. The Geula is to realize that it's okay. It's okay that I'm not perfect. It's okay that I have to actually put out pieces of bread to do bedika, because I have a lot of bread, a lot of chametz, and a lot of gaiva, and a lot of averis, and a lot of shortcomings, and a big yetzahara, and I got a lot of that stuff, and it's shameful sometimes, and it doesn't feel good to feel that way, and it's difficult. And it's difficult to feel vulnerable like that, like, ugh, I have so many shortcomings. I wish I could have overcome certain things. And you know what? Just that feeling of shame, just that feeling of guilt, just that feeling of like, ugh, whatever that feeling is, that in itself is geula. Like, it's okay. Like, it's okay. That is geula, because I recognize that I'm human, and I'm humble. And Hashem loves me not because I'm gonna, right? Because I'm gonna get out of that and I'm gonna be better. He just loves me because He loves me, and that is geula. Hashem should help us. Hashem should help all of Klal Yisrael. Should help each and every one of us. They say Sheb Shiflenu Zachar Lanu, because of our shiflus, Hashem remembers us. It's ironic. We should be zoicha to realize how much Hashem really loves us with just the way we are. Just the way we are. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to do anything for Hashem to love us. He loves us. He created us. He gave us our chesronos. He gave us our shortcomings. He gave us all the stuff that we have. And when we look at other people, when we look at our parents like that, and we look at our spouse like that, and we look at our children like that, and we look at our brothers and sisters and our everyone around, we say, he also has a shortcoming, she also has a shortcoming, I also have a shortcoming. Once you look at it like that, then it's like, okay, why am I focusing on the shortcoming? Why am I focusing on the weakness? So what? Big deal. Let's focus on the beauty of every person. Again, what I'm saying is that not that you have to focus on the beauty. It's like, it's okay. People think like, you know, when we speak about judging Lekatzchus, people think like, oh, I got to work so hard to judge Lekatzchus. And I always say like, you don't have to change your looking at the person and make up, you know, and say, oh, they're perfect. They also have a chesaron, but that's okay. I'm not focusing on that. And who, okay, you only focus on the chesaron when someone has to be perfect. When someone doesn't have to be perfect, you don't have to focus on the chesaron, on their weakness. You could just say, okay, whatever, I'm not looking at that. I want to look at the good. I want to see the beauty, because they're beautiful, because everyone beautiful, everything beautiful has something missing, obviously, except for Hashem. But every beautiful thing has a blemish. Nothing is perfect. Hashem should help us all. We should be zoicha, as the winds of geula are so close. They're with us. We should be zoicha to tap in. We should be zoicha, as I said, to feel it, because that'll be mechazik us, to experience it, to know it, to see it in our family, to see it in each other, to see it in ourselves. And through that, we'll be zoicha, Bar Avram ben Julia, and all the hostages, all of Klal Yisrael will be zoicha to a beautiful, beautiful yomtiv of geula for us and all the Jewish people.